Parshas Vayakhel. I'd like to begin by stating that the word is Vayakhel, not Vayakhel. Vayakhel, the hey is an integral part of the Shoresh, so therefore make sure you pronounce the hey clearly. I'd like to say something from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Shlomo Gansfried. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simon Ayin Ches Seif Chaf Dalid states, after sleeping on Shabbos, one should set a time for learning Torah. A reference to this is in Parshas Vayakhel. The Pasuk states, Vayakhel Moshe. Our Chazal taught that the reason the word Vayakhel is stated here when addressing the Bnei Yisrael and not anywhere else in the Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Raid, Va'asei li kihilois gedolois bashabos. Go down and make for me large assemblies on Shabbos. Kidei sheyilmedu hadorois haboim acharecha lahakhil kihilois bechol Shabbos lilmoid Torah borabim. So that future generations will learn from you to gather assemblies every Shabbos to learn Torah in public. Also, the word Vayakhel Moshe, the Or HaChaim, comments. The Or HaChaim asks why it was necessary to state that Moshe gathered the Bnei Yisrael. And the Or HaChaim answers that since the Bnei Yisrael saw Ki Koran Or Ponov, that Moshe's face had become radiant, and as Rashi explains, that the light would shine and project like a horn, and as a result, Vayiru'u Migeshes Elov, the people were afraid to approach him. Therefore, he had to gather them to indicate to them that they should not be afraid to come close to him. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, Sheshes Yomim, Te'ose milocha. For a period of 6 days, work may be done. The Or HaChaim comments that the reason that the Pasuk mentions the concept of work being done on weekdays can be for two reasons. One, if you want the seventh day to be holy, then any necessary work which must be done has to be performed during the six-day period. Or, number two, the Pasuk wants to convey to us that the Isur of Melecha Shabbos applies not only to the individual performing the work, but also Al Yedei Goy, through the performance of a non-Jew. And this is the reason the Pasuk states, Sheshes Yomim Te'oseh Milocha. The word Te'oseh is written in the Binyan Nif'al form. Can or may be done, with a tzere under the tuf, te oseh. 6 days work can be done, but the seventh day work cannot be done for you, even by others. Also, the Or HaChaim states, the reason that the word sheshes is written and not bisheshes, not with a beis, is in order not to make a mistake and think that it is a mitzvah to work during the six-day period. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk states, Eis kal ei hechotzer, es amudov ve es adoneha. The curtains of the courtyard, its pillars, and its sockets. Rashi points out that the word chotzer, meaning courtyard, kal'ei hechotzer, the courtyard, can be used in both forms of zachar and nekeva. The word amudov is zachar, and the word adoneha is nekeva. There are many other words that are written both in the form of Zachar and Nekeva. A word doesn't necessarily have to be only in terms of Zachar or Nekeva, Many times we have words that can belong to both categories. Look in Masechtas Kedushin, the first daf, where the word derech is discussed. The word derech can also be zachar or nekeva. Similarly, the words machaneh, a camp, shemesh, sun, ruach, wind, eish, fire, shabbos, bayis, even, and others are used both in zachar and nekeva. So amudav, ending with the vav, is lashon zachar, the amudim of the chatzer, and adoneha, ending with the hay and the comet, is nekeva, the adonim of the chatzer. Perek lamed ches, pasuk chaf dalid. The pasuk tells us, kol hazahav he'osui lamalacha v'choyel meleches hakodesh. Pasuk chaf dalid tells us the total amount of gold that was used in the work of the Mishkan. Pasuk chaf hei tells us how much silver was used. However, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, we are only told what the silver was used for, but there is no account of what the gold was specifically used for. The Ibn Ezra writes that Rav Sadia Goyen asked this question, and he gave an answer that we do, in fact, have this information, because we are told that the menorah was made of a kikar zahav, a talent of gold. Also the kapoires, also the gold for the aroin and the mizbach hakatoires. So we are given this information. However, the Ibn Ezra disagrees with Rav Sadia Goyen and says, ki haminoira kula hayisa zahav, v'loi chein ha'aroin, rak tzipui zahav hu, mibayis umichutz. Only the menorah was made entirely of gold, and this was not the case with the aron. The aron was only overlaid, covered with gold on the inside and on the outside. The same was true for the mizbach haketores, the shulchan, the badim, kroshim, brichim, all of them mitzupim zahav heim kulam. They were all covered with gold. The exception was the kapores, which was made completely of gold since it was very broad and wide. The Ibn Ezra therefore says his own pshat, that the reason for the Torah telling us what was made with the silver was because the silver was given as a kapora, an atonement. The pasuk in Parshas Kisisa stated, V'lo kachto es kesef ha-kipurim me'eis b'nei Yisrael, v'nosato oisoi al avoidas oil moyed, v'hoyo livnei Yisrael l'zikoroin l'chaper al nafshoi seichem. It was this silver that the Mishkan stood, the Mishkan which included all the kelim. It was this silver that the B'nai Yisrael were obligated to give to atone for their souls. Therefore, the Torah was more specific because V'zel zikaroin livnei Yisrael. This served as a memorial for the B'nai Yisrael. However, in regard to the gold, mi yuchal lisha'er kamo zohov tzipui kol klei hamishkan? Who can estimate how much gold was needed initially to overlay all the kelim of the Mishkan? There was no way to estimate in advance how much gold would be needed to cover each of the kelim. Therefore, the Torah did not itemize the amount. Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk states, "Vayira ke'u es pachei hazahav v'kitzeitz pisilim." In the process of making the ephod, they flattened the plates of gold and cut off threads. The word "Vayira ke'u" has a dogesh chazak in the kuf, Therefore, make sure to pronounce Vayirak'u with a shvono. This word is from Binyan Piel, and the middle root letter gets a dogesh chazak. The Ramban addresses the question concerning the ephod. Why only here did the Torah give a detailed explanation of the method of how the gold threads contained in the ephod were manufactured? This is something that was not at all discussed in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the command to make the ephod is written. The Ramban answers, Yitochein shesiper bekan hamachshava shechidshu b'chutei hazahov. It is possible that the Torah related here the design of the gold threads, ki hayot teima be'eneihem lihiyos zahov tavui v'shazur kasher ya'asu b'tzemer, because it was a wonder in their eyes that gold, a metal, could be spun and twisted into threads, as is done with wool and flax. Ki loy nishma ad hayoim hahu la'asois kein, because it had been unheard of until that day to do such a thing. I will conclude with the pasuk from Perek Mem, pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ka'asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. The Baal HaTurim comments that the phrase Ka'asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, or the similar phrases K'chol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, Eis Kol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, the general phrase appears 18 times and corresponds to the 18 brachos of Shmoine Esrei. The 18 brachos of Shmoine Esrei were established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to correspond with the daily korbanos. Also, the additional similar phrase Ka'asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe Kein Osu corresponds to the 19th bracha, which is the Birchas Haminim, the bracha against the heretics. Together, there are 113 words in the phrases of Ka'asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, and also 113 words in the conclusion of the brachos of Shmoine Esrei. From here, we see a connection between the building of the Mishkan and the Tfilah of Shmoine Esrei. The Baal HaTurim also states that the phrase Ka'asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe is repeated with regard to every item made for the Mishkan. This was done keneged Masha Omar Moshe, Mecheini no Misifrecho Asher Kosovta. Moshe had requested from Hashem, stating, erase me now from your book that you have written. Therefore Hashem mentioned his name repeatedly.